Fig Tree Bible Story, Matthew chapter 24, verse 32 to verse 34. One morning, as Jesus was going back to Bethlehem, he felt very hungry. Jesus saw a fig tree that grew by the roadside. Jesus came to the fig tree so that he can pluck some fruits from the fig tree and eat and fill his hunger. But Jesus couldn't find any figs on the fig tree. Jesus was very angry, and he said to the fig tree, "May no fruit ever bear on you anymore." The next day, when Jesus and his disciples passed by the same fig tree that was on the roadside, they noticed that the fig tree is withered. The fig tree was dried up from the roots. Peter remembered what Jesus said to the fig tree and said, "Teacher, look! The fig tree that you cursed yesterday is withered and is now dried up from its roots." Then Jesus answered them, "I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can tell this mountain to jump into the sea and the mountain will obey you and remove itself and jump into the sea. If you believe, whatever things you pray, you will get what you want." God created the fig tree so that it produces fruits for people to eat. On arriving at the fig tree, Jesus found that there was no fruit on it, and so he cursed the tree. Christians must help themselves to grow, as well as helping others to grow, and be more and more like Jesus in their attitudes and behavior. Jesus said he will root up the believer who does not produce any fruits, and serve him, and throw them into a place where there will be gnashing of teeth.